Henry Joy McCracken. Henry Joy McCracken was born in Belfast in 1767. He was to become an important figure in Irish history and politics. His parents were descended of Scots settlers to Ireland. The McCracken family were prominent people with business connections in Belfast shipbuilding and the newspaper industry. Although he developed business interests in the cotton industry, his main concern was with radical politics. There was a radical tradition amongst Presbyterians of the time who followed events in France, America, and the slave trade. Belfast was strongly influenced by these events. Belfast was a lively, bustling city and became known as the Athens of the North because of the general interest in radical politics. McCracken was concerned with injustice in society. These could be found throughout Ireland. He became one of the founder members of the United Irish Movement. In 1798, the United Irishmen, a group comprising of all religious beliefs, both Protestant, Dissenter, Presbyterian, and Roman Catholic, planned a revolt to make Ireland independent from English authority. Henry Joy McCracken was appointed the Ulster representative for the United Irishmen, and he led the revolt at Antrim in June 1798. For a time, the battle at Antrim went well, but then it swung in favour of the Crown forces. Many of the United Irishmen were returned to their homes in the outlying areas to put away their pikes and weapons. Such figures as the teenage Willie Nelson of Ballycarry were to be executed for their part in the rebellion. For a time, McCracken hid out on Slemish Mountain, and he attempted to flee Ireland by boarding a ship at Carrickfergus disguised as a woman. His height drew attention to his disguise, and he was captured by the authorities. The 1798 rebellion failed partly due to the lack of support from all sections of the community. The authorities were well informed prior to the rising through the use of local informers. Henry Joy McCracken was brought to Belfast for the trial near Bridge Street. He was eventually hung in Cornmarket, only a short distance from where he was born 31 years before.